The following is a special announcement for listeners of the Where is God's Word program with Bruce Musselman. On the morning of May 15th, Brother Bruce Musselman went home to be with the Lord following a short illness. His last new radio program aired just 8 days before his passing. Please join me in praying for the Musselman family and Bruce's friends and colleagues. For now and the next couple of months, we will be airing classic Bruce Musselman programs from our archives. We trust you will be edified and encouraged by these vintage programs. Now, let's join this week's edition of Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman. Welcome to Where is God's Word with your host, Bruce Musselman, brought to you by the Mantoway Country Baptist Church of Aurora, Ohio. Bruce combines over 40 years of experience as a pastor, Bible teacher, and author. This program addresses topics surrounding the authority and inerrancy of the Bible. Here now with this week's edition of Where is God's Word is Bruce Musselman.
I'm so glad to meet with you once again, and the Lord has given us another day, and the Bible says, let us rejoice and be glad in it. And it's just another day closer to the time when our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will come back to this earth and rule and reign over this planet. And so we ought to thank the Lord, praise Him, and rejoice in what He has done. Well, today I want to talk about Jesus being the bread of life. The other day I heard on a program that was on television, and there was a priest from Rome that was speaking and made some interesting comments. He said he loved Baptists. Well, that's nice, you know. And also he said that we have more sacraments than they do. He said they have two, we have seven. And of course, they had a lot more than that, because Bible-believing Baptists don't believe in sacraments. Salvation is not through sacraments. Salvation is by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. By grace ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So faith is the source of our salvation, which means we trust in Christ, we receive the Lord Jesus Christ. But in John chapter 6, it talks about a subject that where Jesus said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no part in me. And so the church, the Roman church, has put a certain interpretation on this, and I want to talk about that today and contrast it with what Christ himself has also said. Now, when the Lord was on this earth, he instituted what we call the Lord's Supper. And Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. He didn't say that we did it to receive Christ, but we did it to remember that his body was broken for us and his blood was shed for our sins. And so when we have communion, when we have fellowship, why, it's a time of remembering the Lord Jesus Christ. And sometime in the second century, some people start to teach that somehow or other when you took the communion, and that was you took the broken bread and you drank the wine, that you were somehow Christ was present in that. And we call that today transubstantiation. And then as time went on, there are some that taught that somehow this became the real flesh and blood of Christ. And particularly in the 9th century, there's a man named Paschasius Redbertus. And Paschasius said that when the priest blessed it, it became the real body, soul, flesh, and blood of Jesus Christ. And there was a debate over this in the Roman Church, and it was a debate between the Franciscans and the Dominicans. And it was a hot debate whether the priest had turned that bread into the real body, soul, flesh, and blood of Jesus. Well, it was settled in the Church of Rome in 1215 at the Fourth Lateran Council under Pope Innocent III. And so from that time, it has been teaching of the Roman Church. And they call this teaching transubstantiation. It means that there is a change takes place when the priest prays and then the bell is rung and suddenly a change takes place. Now, the process of doing this is not mentioned, of course, in the Bible. And today, Bible believers believe that the bread that is broken at communion and the blood and the wine that is drunken is a picture of Jesus' flesh being broken for us and his blood being shed for us. It is not the real thing. Now, if you watch a mass or you see a mass on television, the priest bows down before that piece of bread and says, "This is my body and this is my blood," and he quotes that. So he bows down before that wafer, and so he has turned that wafer into God, into Christ. I heard a priest one time on the radio say that if you didn't believe this, that bread had become the body, soul, flesh, and blood of Jesus, that you were Antichrist. And he quoted a verse in 1 John, if you don't believe that Christ has come in the flesh. Well, we believe that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh, but we do not believe that that wafer can be turned into Jesus. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Now, at Mass, they have to continue to go to Mass and take that wafer, and that's the heart of Mass. And they have to take that wafer over and over again many different times. In that way, by continually taking that wafer, maybe that they'll be saved in the end. But we want to see today what the Bible says about this subject. Now, Jesus was preaching, and there was a great crowd of people, and they were hungry. And so he found a little boy had five loaves and two fishes, and the little boy brought that to Jesus. And Jesus then fed the multitudes of probably thousands and thousands of people there with these five loaves and two fishes. And what he did as the creator of this universe, he simply multiplied that. You know, there's a great lesson there, and I just stick this in. You may not have much, but what you have, you ought to give it to Jesus, and he can multiply it. And he likes to do things like that. And so Jesus had fed thousands of men, women, children with five loaves and two fishes, and then they collected the what remained. And, of course, they could use that for the apostles to eat. Now, at this point, some of the people said, well, let's make him a king, and then we'll have enough to eat from then on. And there is a discussion that takes place, and then Jesus makes a statement in John chapter 6. And I'm going to stick in the Gospel of John in chapter 6 today. If you want to get your Bible out, I'll give the reference, and we'll read it and see what the Lord Jesus Christ says about this subject. Jesus said, John chapter 6 and verse 32 through 35. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And so Jesus came down from heaven, and he is saying that he is the bread of God. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Now, what he has just said is if you come to him, you receive him as Lord and Savior, you will never hunger again. And in other words, if you receive him one time, it lasts forever. As some of the modern counterfeit Bibles say that you are being saved, but the Holy Bible says that you're saved one time. You receive Jesus, you eat of him, you accept him, and you're saved forever. That's what he's saying. You'll never hunger again. Isn't that wonderful? That is, you'll know God forever. You'll be saved forever. You'll have eternal life forever. You'll have salvation forever. Now, the contrast is in the Mass, when they claim that they have to turn that bread into Christ, they have to receive and take that bread over and over again to be saved. But Jesus said, when you receive him, it lasts forever. You'll never hunger again. Isn't that wonderful? One time saves you. One time gives you eternal life. Now, secondly, the bread of God gives us eternal security. Some people believe that in eternal insecurity, they never know if they're in or out. And some of them get quite happy about that. But I wouldn't be too happy if I wasn't sure that I was saved or that I was saved forever. Now, the true bread, Jesus Christ, in John 6:37, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. he is saying there that when you come to Jesus for salvation and you have eternal life, Jesus will never cast you out. What a wonderful thing that is. You know, somebody says, well, what if you sin away? Listen, if you're born physically, you will physically always remain the child of your parents. You have your parents' life in you. When you're born again, you have the life of God in you, and that life lasts forever in you. And Jesus says, I'll never cast you out. He means that. Jesus says, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. If you're a man, you will not be plucked out of God's hand. My Father's greater than I, and no man shall pluck them out of my Father's hand. You know, some people, they just can't understand how God doesn't think like them. Now, you know, if you're a child of your parents, you got good parents, they'll discipline you. And God says that every child that he has, he disciplines them, he scourges them so that they will become better children. But Jesus said here, I'll never cast you out. The Bible says, he that hath begun a good work in you shall perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Some people say, well, that's a damnable doctrine and an excuse for sin. Well, if you're saved, you don't want to sin. That the seed of God in you wants you to live right. And one of the evidences that you are saved is that you do start living right. I tell you, if a person lives a life of debauchery and wickedness and sin and rebellion against God, I tell them, man, you better start over. Jesus said that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in my name. And when you repent, you're willing to turn from sin, God comes in you and you live a holy life because you are saved. And it's not an excuse to sin. So the true bread gives us eternal security. A person does not have that in the mass. They don't know where they're going when they die, and a lot of people believe you're going to purgatory. What hope is that? Now, thirdly, the bread of God guarantees us God's protection. Look in verse 39. And this is the Father's will, which has sent me, that all of which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. Now, the Lord says here that he would lose nothing, and he would raise us up at the last days. When we receive the bread of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, he has never lost anybody. He has saved millions and millions of people over the last 2,000 years. He didn't lose one person. You say, where do you get that? I just read it. And this is the Father's will which has sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And so he's never lost somebody that he has saved. He is the author, the Bible says, of eternal salvation. You get saved, you're saved forever. He is the bread of life. And so I thank God for a Savior and Lord like that. Well, we're going to take a break at this time, and then we'll be back.
You're listening to Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please contact us. Our email address is sos1611@gmail.com. That's sos1611@gmail.com. And now let's return to more of Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman.
Well, once again, we're so glad that you tune in today, and we ask you to pray for us. And the last time I was on, we had more calls than we have ever had in the last 5 years. And machine here was, I can't think of a word of it. It was just packed with calls on four lines. You know, we always give out, every week we give a paper out with 100 places where the modern corruptions, the modern perversions of the scripture kick out the names of Jesus, and we give them out for free, and we give also some other literature that we will send out to you for free. Our number is 901-0933, 901-0933, and the long distance is 888-677-3733. 888-677-9673. And 100 places. So it has the references in each one of these places where it is. And so you can check it out for yourself. And I never cease to be amazed how supposedly leading Bible teachers that are supposed to know better on radio and television would use a Bible that kicks out the names of Jesus in 100 places. And by the way, that's what our program is all about. It's Where is God's Word? And upholding the King James Bible is the Word of God. So if you would like this, and sometimes I get a little slow because I send them out personally, and we had so many people call the last time that I it takes me a while to send all this literature out. Anyway, our number once again is 901-0933, the local number. And we would like to hear from you. You know, we're supported by the Country Baptist Church. It's a mile and a half north of Route 82 out in Manaway. And I'm sure that you would enjoy the fellowship out there. They stand for the King James Bible being the Word of God. The pastor there is a godly man, Brother Murray Bay, that he is a real blessing to be around and loves the Lord Jesus Christ. And so they have service at Sunday school at 10 and then also at 11. It's called Country Baptist Church in Manaway, Ohio. Well, we're going to get back to this chapter, and we're talking about the fact, we're making a contrast between the Mass and the bread of the Lord Jesus Christ, what we have is communion. Now, in the Mass, they teach that the priest turns the bread, the wafer, into the body, soul, flesh, and blood of Christ. So he bows down to it and calls it my Lord and my God in the Mass. And I've seen this numbers of times. And the Mass is also a sacrifice. They teach that it's a sacrifice of Jesus Christ over and over again. And if you think that, you ought to read Hebrews chapter 10, for it says, by one offering he has perfected forever them that are sanctified. Jesus died one time for our sin, was punished for our sin, paid for our sin, and then he rose bodily from the dead. And so the communion is simply to remember Jesus. Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. It is not a sacrifice. In fact, sometimes it is called the Eucharist, and that word Eucharist comes from the second century, and the word simply means thanksgiving. And so at communion, we are thanking the Lord for the fact that his body was broken for us and his blood was shed for us. Now, we're getting back to this, and in point three, we gave the idea that the bread of God guarantees us God's protection in verse 39. And we mentioned this, but I want to say this again because it's so important. This is the Father's will has sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. So Jesus said, if you're saved, he's going to keep you. He that hath begun a good work in you shall perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. Paul says, for I'm persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come should separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing can separate us from his love. We're his children. You say, well, I know somebody that said that they were a Christian and then they left and they're not serving God. You read in 1 John where it says, they went out from us because they were not of us. For if they had been one of us, they no doubt would have continued with us. You see, if you're born again, you're saved and you're saved forever. And Jesus protects you. I don't keep myself. Jesus keeps me. Now, the bread of God comes through believing. In verse 40, and this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Now, there's people that teach that when the priest turns that bread into the body, soul, flesh, and blood of Jesus Christ, even though it doesn't smell like it, doesn't taste like it, doesn't feel like it, when he does that, that it's Jesus Christ, and you receive Christ by receiving that wafer. Well, the Bible says you don't receive him that way. You receive him by believing on him. It says, he that believeth on him may have everlasting life. And once again, it says you live forever when you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. That means to trust him. That means to accept him, to receive him as your personal Lord and your personal Savior. Now, the bread of God is Jesus. In verse 47 of our chapter, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. Now, you don't wait till you die to find out if you have everlasting life. You get it the moment you believe in Jesus. You put your faith and trust in him as Lord and Savior, and instantly you have everlasting life. Have means right now you get it. You know when you die where you're going to go. You don't have to wait till you die. I am the bread of life, Jesus said. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof, but not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Now, the bread of life, the Lord Jesus, it gives life. Look at verse 57. As the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. Now, he's not saying that Jesus is not saying here that he goes to heaven and eats a piece out of the arm of the Father, but he lives off the Father spiritually. And so we live off to Jesus Christ spiritually when we receive him as Lord and Savior. Just as he lives off the Father, he lives off the Father spiritually, we live off Jesus spiritually. And that we live off him and he gives life. Now, how does this life come? It comes through the Word of God. The bread of God comes through receiving Christ's words. In verse 63 of John 6, it is the Spirit that quickeneth, that is, makes alive. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Now, the Holy Spirit of God changes you into a new creature. Now, how does he do that? By receiving Jesus' words. Jesus said, the words that I say unto you, they are spirit and they are life. If you hear these words today in the Bible that Jesus gave, if you hear these words and you accept these words, that Jesus is the bread of life, then you will have eternal life. Jesus says, come unto me, all you that labor, and I will give you rest. You come to Jesus in a simple faith. You believe his words in the Bible, and you ask him for forgiveness and eternal life. Dear Jesus, I accept you as my Lord and as my God. And through those words, the words have the Spirit of God in them, the life of God in the words. And the Word of God liveth and abideth forever. Now, the bread of God is Christ in his words. And this is a summary. And Peter is saying this. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. And so he said, you have the words. I thought, if I didn't have Christ, where in the world would I go to? What would I believe in? I study the different religions of the world and philosophy and science. I don't have any trust in that. They're all man-made. But Jesus is the author of our faith, and he has given us his words. And we have them here today because the words of the Lord are pure words of silver tried in a furnace of earth. If you would like to get the paper, I'll give you the number. It's free. 901-0933, 901-0933. Well, God bless you. You have a wonderful day. And thank God that we have eternal life. And it's found in the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come unto me, all you that labor, and I will give you rest. Whosoever cometh unto me, Jesus said, I will in no wise cast out. You have a wonderful day.
You have been listening to Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman. If you enjoyed today's program and would like to receive a free brochure that lists 100 references where the name of Jesus has been omitted from modern versions, we invite you to drop us an email at sos1611@gmail.com. That's sos1611@gmail.com. Where is God's Word is sponsored by the Mantoway Country Baptist Church, located at 12385 Chamberlain Road near Aurora, Ohio. Pastor Murray Bay and the congregation cordially invite you to worship with them. Sunday morning services are held at 10 and 11 a.m. For directions or more information, please call 330-562-6600. That's 330-562-6600. Or write to the Mantoway Country Baptist Church, 12385 Chamberlain Road, Aurora, Ohio, 44202. Tune in again next week at this same time for another edition of Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman.